How much would you pay to avoid morning traffic? Why are plane tickets to Boise so expensive? I'm Cardiff Garcia, co-host of The Indicator. In every episode, we take on a new, unexpected idea to help you make sense of the day's news. Listen every afternoon on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts.
From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. Happy New Year. This is our first show of 2018. It's a new year and time for some new programming ideas. Now, this show kicks off what I'm calling an album chat series, in which we sit down with artists who have just released new albums and talk to them about the music, the inspirations, the backstories. And we're starting with the band Making Movies. They just released an EP called You Are Another Me, which is a companion piece of sorts to the fantastic album they released last year called I Am Another You. And with us today is band member Enrique Chi. Enrique, welcome.
How's it going, Felix? Nice to talk to you.
Happy New Year, bro.
Yeah, Happy New Year, brother.
Okay, let's get right into the music and then we'll chat after a little bit. This is the You Are Another Me intro and then a song that some of you may know, a beautiful rendition of Bob Marley's Redemption song. So let's check this out.
Hola, primo. Disculpa que no te regrese la llamada. Mira, hemos estado viajando como locos y tocando, pero aquí te quiero mandar un par de temas, las canciones. Yo creo que tienen un nuevo significado en esta época. Bueno, primo, espero que lo disfrutes. Un abrazo, yo te quiero mucho. Chao.
Stop the time. Well, how long shall they kill our prophets while we stand sad and look? Yeah, some say it's just a part of it. You've got to fulfill the book. So won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I redemption songs, redemption.
You know, it takes a lot to take on an iconic song like that and make it your own. And very few people, very few artists can pull off something like that. And I got to say, you guys did it with that song, because that song is one of my like top five of all time. And you guys just breathed new life into it and gave it a whole different perspective, man. Great job.
Thank you so much, man. I must say that I was scared to do it. I was vetoing putting it on the EP. Right up until probably like literally the day before we had to mix the it was the final mixes going to mastering, I was fighting to not put it on the EP for that same fear. I had this idea that like this song is so deep for me, it's so spiritual and so timeless, that it seemed intimidating to do it. And our manager was really thought that we had something, and we kind of felt comfortable like with where we took the song. So it was really a last minute call because of that same concept, the idea that this music is so precious that you really have to treat it with respect.
There's a lot to unpack on this album. First of all, let's take a step back and look at the bigger picture, and tell us the theme of this record, because it is a companion to your album that you released last year. What's going on with that?
Well, so we made this album called I Am Another You, and that's the English translation of half of a Mayan phrase in Lakesh Alakin, which means I am another you and you are another me. And the Mayans, that's just how they greeted each other. And I thought that was a beautiful sentiment. Like when we made our album, we made it years before the Trump era. We actually were kind of stuck in a holding pattern to be able to release it. So those songs were conceptualized long before the political climate shifted so dramatically. But I had this idea that as an immigrant, I come from a very tangible immigrant base. Like you were asking how to pronounce my last name. That's because I have a Chinese great-grandfather who moved to Panama for work. And this combination of human beings and having all these family and friendships in different parts of the world made me realize that human beings are much more similar than they are different. It's almost like the outer shell is what's so different, but the core of our insides, our souls, seem to have a lot of similarities in the conversations and the desires that we have. And we try to make an album that represents that, and I think that Mayan phrase represents it so well. So as we finished the album and we released it, the political climate had shifted, and everybody dubbed our album a political message, and I was literally just trying to tell the stories of my families. But after the political climate shifted so dramatically, I thought, you know what? I can get behind the idea of making a pointed statement. And so the EP is me grabbing music from other artists that I believe were already on this same wavelength. And that's why it's the other half of the phrase, you are another me.
And all the songs on the EP are cover songs?
All except for one. We wrote a song called La Marcha, which is a little original song. That is kind of about not wanting to follow the narrators, like rebelling against the kind of herd mentality. But for the most part, every other song is a cover song. It's us doing a rendition of someone else's tune.
Then I think that's next on the list. That's the third song on the album, La Marcha. But before we get to that, I have to explain that the audio sounds a little different coming from you, because you guys are so busy, you're in such a roll right now that the only way I could catch you is to catch you in your hotel room with you recording yourself, because it's been a great 2017. It looks like an amazing 2018 coming. So we'll talk a little bit about that as well. But I wanted to give our listeners an idea of just why the audio sounds a little different, because you're a busy man, bro. And I had to find you there. Where are you? In San Antonio or Austin? Where are you?
I'm in Austin, and I fly out to Los Angeles. I play a solo show. I play a solo show in Los Angeles tonight, but I'm actually in LA because I'm filling in. I'm going to be a touring musician, guitar player, and singer in Las Cafeteras while they do their whole Global Fest tour. So that'll be take about 6 weeks of my year. So I'm learning their songs this week. But yeah, we're on a whirlwind. It feels great. I mean, it's exciting.
All right, let's talk about that in a little bit. This is La Marcha from the new album.
Quítate de aquí, yo no te quiero ver. Córrete de mí, yo no te quiero ver jamás. Quítate de mí, yo no te quiero ver.
Marcha from the new album You Are Another Me from the band Making Movies. We're in the studio right now. We're on the phone, actually, with the band member Enrique Chi. And you guys already have your own definitive sound. You know that?
Oh, thank you.
It's something that's very distinct. And that came through on that track. And the whole album has a particular sound. But let's talk a little bit about what your last year was like with the album. Because I also understand that you got a really cool shout out during the Latin Grammys. So let's talk a little bit about what your year was like.
Well, man, it was a roller coaster. We started 2017 kind of psychologically defeated. The music industry can take the wind out of your sails pretty quick if you're not careful. And we realized that the record label that was planning to release the album, they no longer wanted to. So we were stuck with an album that we thought was beautiful and powerful, but no plan to release it. And we were looking at each other and coming close to giving up. We were like wondering if, you know, maybe it wasn't in the cards for us to keep making this music, or maybe we should just release it and stop trying to play ball with the music industry. So we felt defeated, but man, I had an opportunity to meet Billy Bragg. We were gifted this amazing opportunity to perform right before him at the Folk Alliance Conference, a conference that I didn't expect to be nearly as inspirational as it was. And Billy Bragg gave this beautiful speech. We performed right before him, and he told me, "Hey, man, you fired me up. Thank you." And I responded. I was like, "Dude, you fired me up." He said this. Well, he had said on stage, he goes, "Music is such a vehicle for empathy. You know, like even a pop song, a Katy Perry 'I'm in Love' song. If you like the song, you're actually feeling another human being's feelings. So the most sugary pop music still can be a vehicle for empathy. So if you know that that's your power. That's the place that music has, the role it has for in society. Use it for something. And Billy Bragg obviously has this long lineage of, you know, he was the one that Nora Guthrie, Woody Guthrie's daughter, chose to have him cover Woody's kind of unreleased songs with Wilco. And, you know, he has this long history of making protest music and making a statement. And he looked at me and he goes, "It's now your turn. I can't write these songs for your people. You have to." That moment shifted everything for me. I stopped worrying about whether the music industry would accept the music and started worrying about just making sure that we are providing empathy for stories that are close to us, like, and that just happens to be immigrant stories because that's where we come from. You know, I think that the pivotal turning point was in February, and then we went on the road with Hooray for the Riff Raff, who wrote a beautiful new record and has just been conquering the world with a similar message. And in that time period, we realized that our album had made it to the Latin Billboard chart. For my family, seeing the Billboard chart and our band's name with our own little independent release right next to Shakira and Juanes and all these major label artists, because we ended up at number 3, amazingly. And that was a moment for my family to realize, okay, all right, my son or my cousin or my nephew, they're doing real stuff. This is like, you know, this is really something to be proud of. And that work just, we, you know, kind of culminated as we went on an Immigrants Are Beautiful tour in the fall. And on that tour, man, the Latin Grammy live stream, my biggest hero, Ruben Blades.
Wow.
He decides to talk about us on the red carpet. He was asked, "What bands are you into, or what artists are you into here at the Grammys?" And we're actually kind of like, you know, a little, our heads were hanging low because we're playing a little club in San Diego, and we're thinking, man, why did we pick to go to California during the Latin Grammys? All the music industry is gone. Nobody's going to pay attention to our LA show because they're all in Vegas or they're very tired returning from Vegas. Man, next time we should plan better. We were literally kind of bummed about it and talking about that, about our you know, lack of strategy when we booked our tour. And then we get this news and we see the clip on the live stream where he calls us out and he said, "I'm kind of not excited about anybody here, but let me tell you somebody I am excited about." And then he took to his socials to call us out, to ask to collaborate with us. So now we are figuring out how to make that happen, how to make a Making Movies song with Ruben Blades. He's been this like light post of what music can mean to people. And it's just such an honor. Like, I couldn't say enough about it. I feel like I've rambled for 5 minutes about it because I'm so excited.
It's a great thing, man. It's, you know, talent recognizing another talent. And we were happy to see that happen. I was excited to read about that, too, when you put it on Twitter. Let's go back to the record. The next track on the record is De Paisanos a Paisano. Whose song is this?
This is a song by Los Tigres del Norte, which are, I mean, they are real raza for Mexicano music. And I think that it's another one of those songs that many people dance to it, but they don't realize what the lyric is about. And we had already decided to record this tune. It's a song about a migrant worker, but really re-emphasize the lyric, like rewrite the music around their beautiful poetry. It's actually a really beautiful story that's kind of heartbreaking. And so we rearranged it in that way, and it needed accordion. And I couldn't think of a better person to ask than David Hidalgo, and he was so gracious. He really liked the rearrangement. And the way he played the accordion, he goes, "Man, I didn't do it traditionally, nor did I do the harmony traditionally, because you guys aren't traditionalists, and I like that. So I wanted to leave it and make it almost sound indigenous, the way that I played the accordion." And man, that song gives me goosebumps hearing him work with us. You know, he's a hero as well. I could ramble another 5 minutes about what Los Lobos mean to our career and to music as a whole. So we just feel so honored to be able to work on a song with him. And we had planned to record that literally coincidentally that same morning. We check our phones, and that was the morning that the White House canceled the DACA program. So we went into the studio kind of heavy-hearted, like, oh my God, here's a government who said, "Hey, young people, sign up for this program, we'll protect you." And then the same government said, "Ha, ha, ha. No, we won't. Now you're on a list, and your time expires here. Good luck." And so when we were singing these words and playing this music, the band was really focused and really connected to the reason why we're doing this. There was really no ego as we recorded that song. We all felt like we're participating in something. And It was magical. Probably one of the most magical recording experiences I've ever had.
This is De Paisano a Paisano from Making Movies featuring David Hidalgo from Los Lobos on accordion.
Como el águila en vuelo, como la fiera en celo, desafiando fronteras, defendiendo el honor. He pasado la vida explorando otras tierras para darle a mis hijos un mañana mejor. Me alcanza en su loca carrera, envuelto en mi bandera, que me lleven allá.
For those who don't speak Spanish, Enrique, tell us a little bit about what the song is saying.
It basically starts with a couple metaphors, like a bird in flight. I've spent my life exploring other lands just to give my family a better existence. And then when the chorus kind of like climaxes, it's saying, from paisano to paisano, which means from one countryman to another, from hermano to hermano, from one brother to another. This my life is to weep because I feel disconnected from my home. And if I were to die here in my new land and not be buried back where I'm from, it's as if I will have died twice.
Paisano, paisano, el hermano, el hermano, este hombre es llorando. Llora mi raza y llanto internacional.
You are listening to Alt Latino. We are doing an album chat, a new series of programs that we're going to do with artists who have just released albums. And we're talking to Enrique Chi of Making Movies, who is on the move. He's about to leave his hotel room, head to Los Angeles. But he took some time before he packed up his suitcase to give us a little chat about the new record, You Are Another Me. There's another track. The next track on this is somebody that you mentioned earlier. The next track is written by Manu Chao, who is obviously in the same vein as Los Tigres del Norte, as a troubadour, as someone who travels around the world and then comes back to the studio and creates these great works of art with these amazing messages. And this is one of his more popular tunes, Clandestino. Why'd you guys choose this one?
Oh, man, it's such a classic song. It was intimidating, not quite at the level of Redemption Song, but intimidating in its own right because of how much history and how much it's become an anthem, you know, for kind of the Latino community in the U.S., you know, because it tells that story of a migrant worker. So it just was like an obvious choice, and we wanted to give it a, a real cumbia treatment. In Panama, they call cumbia music típico, which just means like typical music, because it's just, there was like the native music. And then we also love like the Peruvian chicha stuff, the psychedelic reinterpretations of cumbia. So we decided to do a version of Mano Chao that is somewhere in that world. We invited our friend, kind of was like talking about small worlds and connectivity and all of us being a part of one continuum. Our friend, he goes by the name Mr. Filthy, plays in a band called Suenatron. So he added the accordion and took the lead vocals on part of the tune. Well, the band Suenatron is two of the sons of Don Hernan, the bass player of Los Tigres del Norte. So while we were on tour, we were in Mill Valley, California, this historic psychedelic venue, Sweetwater Music Hall, like the Grateful Dead. Bob Weir is like an investor in this place. He revived it because it's part of their history of growing up in San Francisco. So here we are. We're playing with Suenatron, the sons of Los Tigres del Norte, and we got to perform De Paisano a Paisano with them. And then we also performed Clandestino. So it just felt right. It felt like everything was coming together the right way, and these were the right songs that we needed to record.
Clandestino, from the album You Are Another Me.
Solo voy con mi pena, sola va mi condena, correr en mi destino para burlar la ley, perdido en el corazón de la grande Babilón, me dicen el clandestino por no llevar papel, pa' una ciudad del norte yo me fui a trabajar, mi vida la dejé entre Ceuta y Gibraltar, soy una raya en el mar, fantasma en la ciudad, mi vida va prohibida, dice la autoridad, solo voy con mi pena, sola va mi condena, correr en mi destino, por no llevar papel, perdido en el corazón, de la grande Babilón, mi vida va prohibida, yo soy el que solaba mi condena, correr en mi destino por no llevar papel, perdido en el corazón de la grande Babilón, me dicen el clandestino, yo soy el quiebra ley, argelino,
clandestino,
nigeriano,
no.
That is a very clever, very cool rearrangement of that tune, man. Good job on that one too, man. Before we play the last track, let's talk a little bit about your band. Maybe we should have done that at the beginning. For people who aren't familiar with the band, if they're familiar with Alt Latino, they've heard you guys and know your story, but let's fill in the rest. You guys are from the Midwest. You guys are from Kansas City, Missouri.
That's right. So we started in Kansas City, Missouri, and had a couple of different member arrangements at the beginning of our journey, but it has settled into really the perfect version of the band. So my brother, Diego, we were both born in Santiago, Panama, this little tiny town. And my parents moved us to Kansas City, supposedly for 4 years, but life happens, and they chose to stay there and raise us there. In that process, we meet the Chauran family, a family in, from Mexico that has had their roots in Kansas City for some time, and that they're a family that understands the value of preserving culture. Juan Carlos and Andres' mom has run a ballet folklorico group for years. But Juan Carlos fell in love, he's our percussionist, he just fell in love with Latin percussion and salsa music. I mean, he knows all kinds of salsa music, from the underground stuff to the great pop stuff. He's played all those songs at some jazz club at some point in his life. And when we met him, we were finally able to make the sound that I heard in my head. The sound I heard in my head was like, what happens if you smash Led Zeppelin and Pink Floyd into a Ruben Blades track, or what happens if you smash those sounds and just meld them right into La Murga de Panama, like Hector Lavoe, Willie Colon, or something like that. Like, what would that sound like? Because those music, they have a connected energy to them. When we met Juan Carlos, we were able to merge that together. When we finally started touring, and we brought his brother on board to play the drums, so now it's two pairs of brothers. When he saw Panamanian culture, we went to Panama and played some gigs. He realized, wait, this stuff is so similar. The folklore is similar. And that really cemented the vision. The vision is to play the music that lives in the spaces that are shared between all these musical genres, and to kind of bridge the gap between all of them, because they are so intimately connected. So that's what the band represents for us. It represents representing, you know, telling our family stories. It represents being a family, because we are a family band. And musically, we're like chasing this journey, this line that we've seen that really connects Bo Diddley's blues to the rumbas in Havana, Cuba, and that there is this connectivity to all of it, and we're just trying to like ride that wave, if that makes any kind of sense.
It all makes sense, because everything is all connected. You guys are doing a great job reinterpreting and adding to the legacy and adding to the storytelling. We're going to finish with a song that is quite a surpriser. Right?
Yeah, Tears for Fears.
Yeah, Tears for Fears, man. Tell me about this. Why'd you guys choose this one? And it's, you know, we're going to play it to end the show. Great track. But how did Tears for Fears end up next to Manu Chao?
I don't actually know much of their story as human beings, but but man, I heard that song. We were on tour somewhere in an overhead speaker, and a couple lyrics poked out to me. And it's like, and this was now in the era of Trump's like just completely bombastic rhetoric, you know, where he just is willing to say whatever comes to his mind and on a public platform, on a global platform. It's insane to me. And it has a lyric. It's a song that's like, it's very sarcastic. It's like, everybody wants to rule the world, but maybe that's evil, you know. And you think about like any empire that's ever tried to conquer the world, like there's been a lot of evil that comes with that, and that's what the song's about. And he has this lyric: we're holding hands as the walls come tumbling down. And I thought, that's something I can get behind way more than the idea of building walls, whether they're metaphoric or physical walls between human beings. And he also says this, turn your back on Mother Nature. And as we're, you know, experiencing real shifts in the climate of the world and stuff, it's like, wow, man, those lyrics are ageless. So we decided to record the song in using a Panamanian folkloric guitar, but I'm playing it with a huapango rhythm, a Veracruz rhythm. That's like Juan Carlos and Andres's family's passion. They love that port music from Mexico. They have the Afro rhythms really built in. So we do that song, Everybody Wants to Rule the World. We play it to a Mexicano rhythm in direct response, like saying, you know what? My Mexicano brothers, they are beautiful, and they make beautiful stuff, and they have for many, many years, for centuries. So we're going to do this song because maybe this desire to conquer the world, to rule the world, maybe that lust for power is a little more evil than we let it, than we give it credit for being. Maybe that's not such a great thing.
Welcome to
Beautiful, man. Thank you so much, Enrique. Thank you for taking time on your very busy journey to talk to us and kick off a new series. Enrique Chi is with the band Making Movies. Their new album is called I Am Another You. And he spoke to us from a hotel room somewhere in Texas. I think he said Austin.
Yeah, thank you, Felix, man. What a pleasure. Sorry if the audio quality is not as great, but I'm glad we got to sneak this in right before I catch this flight.
Hey, man, it's clandestino, man. That's what we do, right?
That's right. That's right.
I want to remind everybody you can hear the songs on our website at npr.org/altlatino. Don't forget to go out on your favorite purchasing sites and streaming services to look for the album, I Am Another You, by Making Movies. And reach out to us on Facebook and Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. Thank you for listening. This is Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
Everybody.